This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by BEX. Since 1937, BEX has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Green, a color that we've been unfamiliar with here of late in the markets today, even in the wheat. Double-digit gains in the soys, up almost 20. No beans, pushing 980. A couple reasons, I think, for it. One is they think they were oversold. The market stabilizing. Got a big event this week, which is a Pro Farmer Crop Tour, widely respected tour. They more than likely will confirm the large yields, record yields the USDA reported a week ago today. But they start today. They start way east in Ohio and west in South Dakota, and they move toward the middle. And on Thursday afternoon, they come up with results. So the market's anticipating those numbers. A couple other things that on the positive side of the ledger, flash sales today were evident. 110,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, 332,000 tons of beans to China. Very positive. And it's no small wonder. We are the cheapest game in town in both corn and beans anywhere in the world, and the exports are going to come for sure.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At BEX, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. BEX, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BEXHybrids.com.
September corn up 7.5 at 378 even. September soybeans up 17.5 at 956 and a quarter. September soybean meal up 8.30 at 311.70. Soybean oil at 52 cents at 40.47. On the Merck, October live cattle up 72 cents at 179.02. September feeders down 22 cents at 239.27. October lean hogs up $1.72 at $76.80. October pork cutout went unchanged at $90.92. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. I'm Riley Smith reporting.